The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 28, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 5th, 1975, in Bombay, India.
The mind of the living entity is known by the name of Lord Aniruddha, the supreme ruler of the senses. He possesses a bluish-black form like a lotus flower growing in the autumn. He is found solely by the yogis.
Jadvidu hi anuruddhakyam rishikanam adhisharam saradindi varasyamam sangradhyam yugvishanai. Jangmambhāra-bharunanda-ruddha-sunnanti-dibvai-stabai vedai-śāṅga-padak-prama-upanishadai-gāyanti-jang-sāmadā dhyanāvasthita-tadgatena-manasāpaśyanti-jang-yogina jacchāntangana-vidu-suragani-surāsuragani-divāyata-smai-namah. This is a mantra, Vedic mantra. The Supreme Lord is worshipped by all the demigods. Jang Varunandar Rudra Sunnanti Dibbai Savai. Varuna, Indra and other demigods, even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Shiva Virinchi Nutam is worshipped by Shiva and Virinchi. Virinchi means Lord Brahma. So, the only Lord, Master, is Krishna. I have explained. Ekala Ishar Krishna. Ishar, the Supreme Ishar controller, is Krishna. And he is worshipped by Jang Brahma Varunanda Rudra Sunnanti Dibbai Stavai. He is the objective of worshipping. So, dhyanavasthita manasa, janga pashyanti yogino. Yogis, they are desirous of mystic power, eight kinds of mystic power. They also meditate on the Supreme Lord, and they the feature of the Supreme Lord on which the yogis meditate by concentrating their mind is called Aniruddha. Sankarsan Aniruddha, Vasudev Sankarsan Aniruddha Pradyumna. So this is described. Aniruddha is the duty of the mind, and mind is the central sense of all senses. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha parahmana. The material conception of life, the senses are very prominent. So long we are under the bodily concept of life, our objective is to satisfy the senses. But the master of the senses is the mind. And the controlling deity of the mind is Aniruddha. Therefore, God's another name is Rishikesha. And bhakti means to serve Rishikesha. Because he is the proprietor of the senses. Here it is said, Jag hi anuruddhakyam rishikanam adhisharam. Rishik means senses. And another name of God, of Krishna, or Aniruddha, is Rishikesh. Srinaya Ruvayar Madhya, Rishikesh name is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Rishikesh means Rishikanam Adhisham. So practically these senses which are using, the real proprietor is Aniruddha, or the Supreme Personality of God. You can utilize the instrument. Yes, sir? Just like you hire some instrument to use it for some purpose. But the instrument belongs to somebody else. Similarly, the instrument, the Quran, the means of working, or instrument, as you say, the proprietor is Rishikesh or Aniruddha. So we are now utilizing in instruments without fulfilling the desire of Aniruddha or the Rishikesh. That means we are using it for sense gratification unlawfully. Therefore, we are becoming implicated in sinful activities. Who is talking this time? Stop. So, there bhakti means that when you don't use the rishik or the senses for any other purpose than to serve the rishikesh, that is called bhakti. Rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchat. Rishikana madhisharam. Actually, the proprietor of the senses is Aniruddha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference between Krishna and his expansion. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupam, Adyam, Purana, Purusam, Navajauvanancha, Vedesu Durlava, Adur Lavato Bhakto, Govindamadi Purusam, Tamahangoya. In the Brahma Sangita, we understand that the Lord is one, but He can expand Himself into multi forms. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Navajauvananja. This expansion is going on from time immemorial. Still, the Lord is Navajauvan. Very young, 16 to 20 years old, that's all. Purana, although he is the Adi, origin of all living entities, still he is young. And although he has expanded himself into multi-forms, still he is one. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Anantaru. Advaita is one. Not that because he has expanded himself into many forms, therefore he has become many. No, he is one, still. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva abhishishat. That is absolute knowledge, that the Supreme Lord, if he expands himself into supreme unlimited forms, unlimited supreme forms, still he remains supreme. It is not material. Material is supreme. If you take 1 lakh of rupees, if you take 1 lakh of rupees, then it becomes zero. But in the spiritual world, the absolute means you take the supreme. The supreme may expand himself into many millions of supreme forms. Still, the original Supreme remains. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva abhishishat. These things are spiritual understanding. So, this Aniruddha is the objective of meditation for the yogis. Nowadays they have manufactured so many objectives. That is not authorized. The authorized is that you have to concentrate your mind upon the form of Vishnu known as Aniruddha. That is the real meditation. Vishnu has got many forms. Many forms means the Vishnu forms are all chaturbhuj, four-handed. And the symbolic representation of his hand is Sankha Chakra Gadapadma. The conch shell, the disc, Sankha Chakra Gada, the club, and the lotus flower. Now the Lord is differently named. There are ordinarily there are 24 names. So those names are there according to the situation of the symbolic representation. It begins from the right lower hand, and then it comes to the left lower hand. This Sankha Chakra Gadapadma, differently situated. Just like begin, Sankha, then Chakra, then Gada, then Padma. Then begins Chakra, Gada, lotus flower, and constant. In this way, there are different positions of the Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. And according to that different position, the name is changed. Nisinga, Bhamana, Padmanabha, Narayana, like that. So, there are innumerable forms and innumerable names. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Anantarupa. But they are all one. There is no difference. Advaita. This is the conception of spiritual understanding. With these forms, each form has got a separate planet. Just like here, in this material world, each demigod has got a separate planet. The demigod, Chandra, Dev, he is also demigod. So he has got a separate planet, which is called Chandra Lok. Similarly, Surya Lok, Varun Lok, Vayu Lok, Indra Lok, many. There are hundreds and thousands of demigods, and they have got their different planets. Similarly, the Lord in the spiritual world has got multi forms, and the each and every form is the predominant deity of the Vaikuntha planets. The spiritual planets are called Vaikuntha planets. The material planets, they are not Vaikuntha. They are Kuntha. Here, in these planets, anyone living is always full of anxiety. Kuntha. In the Vaikuntha planets, there is no such thing as anxiety. That is the difference between the spiritual and material planets. Vaikuntha planets means without any anxiety. Here, everyone is full of anxiety. Whatever he may be Lord Brahma, or he may be Mr. Ant, small, very insignificant. Everyone is full of kuntha. Sada samudvigna dhyam. Samudvigna, fully anxious. What will happen next? What will happen next? How things will go on? This anxiety. He may be very rich man or very poor man. The anxiety must be there. Why? Sada samudvigna dhiyam asat graha, because they have accepted this material body. So, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Sankarsan, or other Vishnu forms, or the living entities who are living there in those Vaikuntha planets, they have no anxiety. There is no anxiety. Neither there is influence of this Maya. Neither there are the activities of the three modes of materialism. That is called spiritual world. Vaikuntha Loka. They are free. Neither there is birth, death, old age and disease. These things are absent. Everyone is full of transcendental bliss. Anandamaya Vyasat. By nature, they are Anandamaya, always jolly. And here also in this material world, when we become free from this material concept of life, bodily concept of life, when we are fully aware of the thing that I am not this material body, I am spirit, soul, aham brahmasmi, he also becomes jolly, because he acquires the spiritual quality. Brahma bhuta prasannatma, that is the sign. Prasannatma. Na sucha. Prasannatma, what does it mean? Prasannatma. Na suchati na kaankati. There is no hankering and there is no lamentation. Then it is possible to see everyone on the equal level. Samasarveshu bhuteshu. This is the preliminary condition of becoming a devotee. When one has attained this stage, prasanna manasu. Even prasanna manasu bhagavat bhakti yoga. This stage can be attained by bhakti yoga. Simple method. Bhakti yoga means hearing and chanting. Chant Hare Krishna and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. That's all. Sit down together, all the family members, and chant Hare Krishna, and read some passages from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. This is bhakti. If possible, install deity, worship it properly. There's no need of going to cinema, restaurant, eating all nonsense. This will be automatically finished. Anartha. These are anartha, unwanted things. Anartha nivittishyat. If you take to this devotional service, bhakti yoga, the anarthas, unnecessary nonsense things, smoking, bidi, cigarette, drinking tea, going to the cinema, restaurant, and so many other. They are not required. What is the necessity of these things? If you say there is some ananda, that is not ananda. Ananda is here to hear about the Supreme Lord. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, that is ananda. This is not ananda. This is false ananda. But we are accustomed to this. That is our misfortune. On earth. So, come to the bhakti platform, one has to become free from the anarthas. Otherwise, bhakti will not be substantial. Anartha nivittishya. Tato nishtha. When anarthas are finished, no more attraction. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti anatrasa. If one is really devotee, then he'll be detached to the anarthas, unwanted things. That is the test of bhakti. I am devotee, also I am devotee of bidi. That is not devotee. I am smoking, also chanting. In Bengali it is said, I mean dudo khai, tamako khai. No, not like that. So, that is the test. Who is a devotee? Simply by advertisement, sell advertisements will not do. How much you are freed from the anarthas? Virakti annatrasa. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annatrasa. The example is given, just like if you are hungry, you are hankering after food, but when sufficient food is supplied to you, then the next stage will be, no, I don't want. That's all. No, take more. No. He's satisfied, fully satisfied. That's like Balad Maharaj. He took advantage of bhakti for some material sense, not Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, I'm sorry. So, when actually saw Krishna, Vishnu, who came to satisfy him, being pleased upon his austerities, little boy, 5 years, at that time, when he saw Krishna, he said, "No, no, I don't want anything. Samin kitarthosmi varang na jaj. Samin, my Lord, I'm fully satisfied. I have no more demand." That is the bhakti stage. No more demand. The kurmis, the jnanis, the yogis, they have a demand. They want something. The kurmis, they want promotion to the higher planet for sensual satisfaction, for higher standard of material living condition. Kurmis, the more you are kurmis, you can live very high standard life, just like Europeans, Americans. The big kurmis, big manufacturer of machine, wonderful machine, and they get money, cost $1, and they're charging $500. Get money and good opportunity for sense gratification. So that is the idea of kurmi. They want higher standard of sense gratification. Scientific method of sense gratification. They have got machine even for saving, even for toothbrush. So everything machine. The idea is sense gratification. This is kurmi. And jnanis, they have also demand, "I shall become one with God." Ekattena. Baki bhaktas, they don't want ekattam. That is jnani. And yogis, they want mystic power, because if they can manifest some mystic power, immediately so many foolish persons will be followers, and they will get some material reputation, position. So there is demand. And when there will be no demand, that is bhakta stage. Samin kitathosmi varang na jaj. Ramon varang sa. I have taken much varang. What is the varang? Everything is supplied by Krishna. Why the devotee should be anxious for varang? For benediction. Krishna says, "Yogak himang bahamaham. Tisam nitya vijuktana." Those who are constantly engaged in the service of the Lord, all that is required by Him, that is carried by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself to supply Him. He says, "Yoga khemang baham." What you have got, you give protection. And what you have not got, you supply it for the devotees. The devotees do not want, but Krishna, just like a child, dependent on the parents, he does not want anything. But the parents are very much anxious, what my child needs. The bhakta, devotee wants how to keep satisfy the Lord, how to keep him in comfortable position. Just like here the devotees, they are always dressing, and giving flower garland and sandalwood pearl and tulsi and cleansing the tanmandira marjanado. What is the idea? That Krishna may sit down here very pleasingly. This is bhakta's activity. And Krishna's anxiety is how my devotees will remain without any want. This business is going on. Without any difficulty. So, the bhaktas, they will not want anything. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, bhajagadhisakang. So, the Aniruddha is the master of the senses, as it is stated here. Rishikanam udhisharam. Udhisharam. Master, proprietor. So the common sense is that if my hand is the property of Krishna, Why it should be used for me? It should be used for Krishna. This is good sense. Suppose something belongs to somebody else, if you use it for your purpose, that is illegal, not lawful. This is my watch. If you take away this watch and use for your purpose, then it is criminal. You cannot say the watch is being used either by him or it is being used, that's all. No, you cannot use it. If you can use it only by the permission of the proprietor. Without permission of the proprietor, if you use it, then you are criminal or you are sinful. Similarly, we have got all the senses. The senses are meant for working. The eyes are meant for seeing, the ears are meant for hearing, the nose are meant for smelling, the hand is meant for touching, the leg is meant for going, the stomach is meant for eating. So many we have got different senses. They are meant for different purpose. But if the purpose is for your sense gratification, then you are criminal. Because you are not proprietor. This is to understand bhakti. If you do not use all these senses for Krishna's purpose, then it is criminal. That is called papa. So you are doing that. Every one of us, who is doing for Krishna? Nobody is doing for Krishna. Everyone is doing for his own purpose. He is taking one flower. The devotee is bringing the flower, a very nice flower. Let me take it to the temple and offer it to Krishna. That is devotion. The same flower, it is very nice flower. Let me pin it on my bunch of hair. That is papa. The same thing. You must know how to utilize it. That is called bhakti. Everything can be utilized. Nirbandhi, Krishna Sambandhi, Jukta Vairagya Mucha. That art you have to learn. Thank you very much.